Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
My face so bad at all.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's what I'm talking about.
XOXO. Welcome to another Tuesday night with PD Radio. It's your lady here, Miss PD, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, producer, Black. How you feeling, Black?
I am feeling good. It is a lovely Tuesday. Started out a little rough, I'm not going to lie, but the night is young and, you know, we got a lot going on tonight, so I'm very happy to be here.
Well, that song by Michael Jackson should have lifted your spirits. How could it not? That's Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's classic. I love it. That's definitely classic right there.
He had you dancing in your seat, right? I know I was.
You got no choice. Oh, yeah. You could put that nice little two-step right in the chair, you know? That's
right.
That's classic.
That's right. Tonight is going to be a good show. In the second half of the show, we'll be joined by author and businesswoman Ann Howard from Las Vegas, Nevada, discussing her new book. But during the first half of the show, we're going to play some music that had those lyrics and beauty that just kind of, you know, get into your spirit and have you vibing. And as you already heard, we started off the show with Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. Now, that song has a message. I know we dance to it, you know, it's Michael Jackson, you know, we're getting our boogie on, but there's a message in that song. Do you listen to the message? Do you know what the message is, Black?
Oh, yeah. You have
people just be listening and bobbing their head, but they don't really listen to the lyrics the way I do.
Well, that's the beauty of great productions.
I mean, the message in that song is get up off your behind and live life. A lot of us sitting around scared to do stuff, scared to do this. You think it ain't going to work out. I don't know if I should. Get up off your butt and try it. Do something. That's the whole point of his message. You will never experience life standing against the wall. Get up off that wall and do something. Message in the music. That's the theme of tonight's show. You
I
like
love
that?
It. I love it. That's a power song to bring out, too, you know, start the show off. So we going to keep it rolling. You know that.
He does it in such a great way, too, because, you know, he has you dancing and it feels good and everything, but he's giving you that message. So just take the time and listen to what the man is telling you and do something. Stop being afraid. You never know if something's going to work out if you don't try. You have to try. I never knew doing this radio show was going to blow up the way it did, but it did because we tried it.
That's right.
And you should try, too.
Don't be scared.
Live your life off the wall, people. Live your life off the wall. So we're going to go into some more music with the message. So what you got next for me, Black?
We got a little Stevie Wonder, so... Let y'all sit back and ride out with us. That's right.
I ain't ready for that.
PD Radio.
Do you have creative talents such as poetry, music, graphic designs, or photography? Well, whatever your creative gifts are, come join and share on my networking site at poeticdesigns.name.com.
Until the rainbow brightens the stars, until the ocean covers the another day. Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, no before your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the path for that I I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind. Cause I'll be loving you
That was my all-time favorite entertainer, Stevie Wonder. Love that man. He is the best that ever did it. I don't care what nobody says. You will never persuade me otherwise. Stevie Wonder is the man. Another song with the message and the music, or like poetry in the music, I should say. All his music is poetry to me. But, you know, another song again, we be jamming to it. We love it. We love the vibe of the song. But do you really listen to the words? You ever listen, really listen to the words of that song, Black?
Oh, yeah.
You was a little bit too quiet.
No, let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because what
tell
I love about
why.
That song is the beginning of the song. It's like you riding out, you know, it's a Sunday, the sun is shining, it's about 2 in the afternoon, and then by the time you hit the middle to the end of the song, it's like you in church. He just take you to church at the end, and I just love,
yes,
you know, the ups
does.
And downs of that song. So,
yeah. But like I said,
That's right.
I agree with everything you said. But like I said, this song is poetry, and for those who may not really truly listen to the words, I'm going to read a little bit of the lyrics for you. This is how deep it is for me. He starts out, as around the sun the earth knows she is revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. And now as we view the mysteries of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, you know what I say is true. I'll be loving you always. Until the rainbows burn the stars out in the sky, until the ocean covers every mountain high, until the dolphins fly and parrots live at sea, until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. Man, come on. Come on. Like,
Shakespeare,
who
you know what I mean?
Who writes like
it's
that?
Smooth. It's smooth. You know what I mean? It's definitely smooth.
You listen, that's poetry all day. Poetry to music. That's all it is. Nobody writes like that. Until the dolphins fly and parrots live at sea, until we dream of life and life becomes a dream. Come on, that's like crazy. It's crazy.
That's why he one of the best ever did it.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Yeah. I mean, and the way he's describing love is like to know that somebody loves you that deep. You know, he's describing his love for someone. It's, man, come on. He was like,
that's
how much,
you know,
I'll be loving you. He's like, it's automatic. Like, around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. What he's saying is, my love for you is automatic. It's automatic the way the sun moves around the earth. It's automatic the way, you know, the flowers bloom every spring. It's automatic. That's how my love is for you. It's automatic. It's no question to it. It's like, come on. Message in the music. I'm trying to tell you. I tried to told you.
But you know what? You know what's crazy about that, too?
They don't hear me, Black.
You know, because, hey, you know, when you old school and you just have that feeling, the guys, that's how they would, you know, communicate with their woman. They would play a certain song that they both had a vibe, you know, a connection with. And, you know, and that right there would just take it to a whole nother place. You know, right now, I don't know if that's still going on. Then what kind of songs are they playing, you know, for each other? You know, there's no song written in
so.
This. That's what I'm saying, right?
I don't think so. Do couples still have songs anymore? I don't think so.
Talk to us. Call us up, man. Hit us up, 646-478-3599. Let us know, you know, what song. You know, do you and your boo-boo like to listen to? So, you know, talk
to
us. Hey, Tasty Tuesday, you know, so.
Well, you know, before we go into our next song, I want to quickly just give our PD condolences to Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon. He died this week. So love and condolences to, you know, his family, but no disrespect, but I just want to know, Black, what do you think about that? Him
you know,
being the first, I mean, they're saying it was a hoax, you know.
There's a lot
it didn't
of,
really
hey, there's a lot of, a lot of speculation. There's a lot of, you know, things going around saying that, you know, United States were not the first, you know, first country to
Russia,
do it,
right?
Make that trip.
Was it?
Hey, you know, I don't have the files. I'm just saying. So I heard it, you know, a lot of it was staged in the studio to make it look like, you know, first man walked on the moon. So, you know.
But, you know, when they play the footage and you look at it now, because they, I don't know if I feel like that because they said it and now that's how I'm actually seeing it, but it does look fake. It doesn't look.
I mean, there's things moving in the wrong directions, things that should not be moving. You know, so, hey, I'm just saying, y'all should have hired Michael Bay or something, but the video, the footage is suspect, so.
But, you know, when you saw it back in the day, like, you really didn't think anything. It's like, oh, wow, you know, that's exciting, that's beautiful. And then when it later comes out that it was a possible hoax and that it was staged, and then you look at it now, you'd be like, yeah, that don't look right.
Well, see, that's the beauty of TV. That's the beauty of the shock factor. You can throw anything out at people right now, and if you shock them in the first, you know, the first 2 seconds of the video, if you come out the right way, they will ignore any message that you put in there. They will just only see that one thing. So, and I think that might be what happened. So, you know.
Mm. Yeah. But, you know, some things we just want to still believe, like, a little kid, you believe in Santa Claus. Like, I still want to believe that it really happened. Even though I'm doubting it, I still had a little kid in me like, it happened. Stop lying.
Oh, that's what you want to
believe
in?
I want to believe it.
If you believe that, I believe Transformers really existed.
I think they do.
That's what
I'm
going
to
believe in.
Let me tell you. When I be on the highway going to work, I'll be seeing, and I swear on everything, there's this truck. I see it every day. It's one of those big trucks that sit up on them high. It's like the pickup trucks, but they real big. Mm. It's on them real extra big wheels. I don't know what you call them. But it's painted orange, and it has, like, the Transformer thingies on it. And I
swear,
every time I see it, I think it's going to flip out on the highway. Or if every time I see one of them long tractor-trailer trucks, I just think it's going to, like,
Oh, sorry.
I think it's going to. I'll be thinking it's going to transform any second.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. See, now that is the beauty. I remember as a kid saying, you know, what would it be like to watch the Transformers on live? I see that. What would it be like to watch the Transformers movie, you know, just for that to even be real? And I think in the next 10 years, with the way the graphic technology is going, I mean, you have all these different, like the creators of 300, you have all these different groups that do graphic design and movies and stuff like that. It is going to be absolutely crazy in about 5 to 10 years what we see on you know, as far as these movies. So I can't wait.
Man, I know they got trucks out there, Transformer, right now. I already know.
You're still on that?
I'm still on that. It's like Aliens. They making all these alien movies for a reason. Aliens are out there. They just trying to prepare us for when the attack comes.
Oh, it's not even going to be a greeting, just the attack, huh? Okay.
Nah, they coming for.
We going to spin into music.
Man. I'm still. Wait. I have one more thing I want to give. No, this is on a serious note. I want to give love and condolences to my friend, the head of Six Man Radio, Seed, on the loss of his close friend, producer Clef Dollis. Seed, I know it's hitting you hard, but stay prayed up, and God will see you through it. I just wanted to say that, put that out there.
That's right. That's good vibe right there, good vibe. So I think this next song should definitely pull some of that in, so. We gonna keep
Let's
it rolling.
It.
PD Radio.
PD Radio. Sunlight creeping.
Liquor turns to flame and passion rises high. I have no choice but to carry the torch. Come in, honey. Let me make it all right. I'm gonna ring for you, baby.
Now that was my second all-time favorite singer, Miss Tina Marie, If I Were a Bell. How beautiful
would it have something
sweet
to do with
that
your name,
song.
Would it?
I mean, I am a bell. I mean, come on. If I were a bell, I am a bell. My daddy made me a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my maiden name is Bell. But I'm still a bell. It never goes away. I will never give up the last name Bell. Ever, 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 ever.
You still.
That is such a beautiful, poetic song. And again, I'm going to read a few of the lyrics of that song. All right? The first
part
of the song. Early morning whispers to me, I was taken unaware. I remember sunlight creeping in the window over there. The tide had promised true love. Smiles are waking as we rise. I've gone in slumber longer. Only you are in my eyes. And now I'll never be the same because you made me over. That's poetry. People don't write like that anymore.
No.
You see why I love Tina Marie and Stevie Wonder? This is why. They put words together like nobody else. Yeah, there's a lot of singers out there that have a beautiful, you know, beautiful voice. They sound great. But they don't put the lyrics together that make you feel like you're somewhere else the way those two artists do. And that's why they're at the top of my list.
Well, see, there's a lot of artists not even writing their own stuff anyway. So
that's true. That is true.
You know, they got, you know, corporate writers writing for them, and it's just... it's ridiculous. But you're right. I mean, people don't, you know, back then, you know, people used to express really, like, I mean, truly express their love for their counterpart or someone who they wanted to be, you know, their lady or their man. Nowadays, it's totally opposite. You know, it's
right.
All about trying to get in someone's pants, how the booty shake. It's crazy. You day, you know, drop it like it's hot, all that. So,
I mean, but here she is. She's saying the same thing, but she's just saying it so smooth. If I were
right.
a bell, baby, I would ring, tell the whole world that you were my everything. Come on, that is so beautiful. I'm a bell. Can I ring for you, Black?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
I love catching you off guard.
You
get
sure
super
did,
quiet.
I'm like, what? I'm like,
you
hold
get
up, we
so
lie.
Quiet.
We...
I love doing that to you. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. You got me. You got me.
I know I did. That was the point.
Yeah, you got me.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. So what you
oh,
got
yeah.
for me next, Black?
I mean... I got a couple. I just want to bring something out real quick. There's been a lot of, not really a lot of talk, but I know, you know, when Frank Ocean came out, stuff like that, everybody, you know, threw their opinions out there. Twitter went crazy, you know, about, you know, just the whole homosexual rapper thing and all that craziness. So there's been a lot of endorsements going on. So I was reading that Snoop Dogg is, you know, kind of, he's endorsing that. So I want to know what people think about just
he's Snoop
Lion
now.
Right. Hey.
That's
you know,
no point.
How do people feel about that? You know, how do you, you know, How do you feel? Classic hip hop versus what's going on now. How do people feel about that? What's going on with the gay rappers and stuff like that? So, you know, call us up. Let us know what you think. 646-478-3599. Also, I want to give some love to, I know it's going to be crazy in Philadelphia coming up this week, this weekend, because we got the Jay-Z Made in America, you know, music festival.
Oh.
You know, it's going, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
That's this weekend?
So I'm staying. I think it's September 1st. Yeah, this Saturday, I think. So it's going to be traffic jams, crazy through Philadelphia. So watch yourself.
Yeah. It might be crazy on Friday, though. You work in a city. You might catch some
of
that.
Yeah, it's
going to
be crazy. Oh, see.
All righty.
I'm about to get out early.
I'm going to call your job. I'm telling you.
You're like, trying to get me fired. We're going to go into this next song like it's me fired. Don't mess with a man's job.
PD Radio.
I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love, it seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow.
PD Radio.
Dearly, and you know, I mean, there's nothing I wouldn't do for those guys. They give me everything they got. And like I said, I'm very proud of our accomplishments this year.
That's what I'm talking
about.
I want to know, oh, yeah, you got to, you know, keep it moving with the kids, man, and bring them up, you know, as men. And I was wanted to ask you, you know, as far as basketball, because I know when I played, it was, you know, you get that, it's almost, to me, it's almost like 50% basketball, or it could even be lower, maybe even 30% basketball, but it's really about you becoming a man and understanding responsibility on the court and just, you know, just handling yourself as a man and playing with integrity. So what else do you that you want to instill into your players, you know, going forward so that even beyond basketball that they're, you know, ready for life itself?
Well, basically that was a trigger word there, life itself. It's about life. Basketball just happens to be the medium that gives me an opportunity, you know, to bring them into my life or bring me into their life. But from that point, it's about helping them to cross that bridge into manhood, you know, and in today's generations, you know, rite of passage hasn't really been introduced to the young. They think they're grown, you know, and they're very immature when it comes to life itself. And, you know, they still have to be taught to pull their pants up, to respect their elders, to respect women, their mothers, their sisters, their aunts, their grandmothers. And the basketball, it gives me the time to not only tell them about life, but to show them. I wasn't always one to, you know, have someone around me to enlighten me or to educate me about what the future holds and the different traps, you know, of the system. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But, you know, so I just take that time to, you know, teach them, you know, 1 through 9 and A through Z, because really life is complicated, but it's that simple. And if you stick to the basics of life, which is, you know, love, peace, happiness, and just doing the knowledge and respecting all things and everyone, you know, you have a better chance of reaching your destiny and fulfilling your goals in life. And a lot of them get stagnated, you know, with the traps that's laid in front of them. So I just try to do what I can, you know, to teach them through my experiences, what I've been through. And so hopefully they won't make, you know, some of those mistakes. They're going to make them, you know, because there's nobody that walked this planet that, you know, hasn't made a mistake, which, you know, that was an error on my behalf, because the word mistake, it really doesn't exist. You know, for the Christian listeners, for the Christian listeners out there, if you open your Bible, you won't find the word mistake. It's about choices. Mm. Every choice comes with a consequence. You know, so basically, my thing with them is to be wise in your choices. And even the ones you're not, you know, even the choices you don't make that are as wise as others, learn from that so that you won't make those, you know, choices again, and you can be wiser when you approach those different crossroads in life. But I just, you know, try to, you know, help guide them into that manhood. You know, had to buy a few of them with some belts so they can pull their pants up and, you know,
right.
Yeah.
That's
great. Mm-hmm. No, you can't beat it into them, you know.
I know.
You know, you gotta show it to them. And a lot of us adults, we practice adultism. We stand over top of them and we point and yell and scream. But the thing is to get eye level with them, even if that means you coming down a notch, and so you can look them eye to eye, so they can see the sincerity, you know, because a child don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, you better tell it, Power.
That's right.
I know that's right. That's my big brother, y'all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So a lot of us, you know, we sit and we point the finger and the children of today. Well, we were children too, you know, and we can't forget that. We made those mistakes, you know, there I go with that word again. But, we made those choices, you know, and we had to live and learn from them. And some of us, you know, are taking the time through different avenues like you guys with PD Radio, you know, taking the time to touch on subjects that, you know, I hope some of the young are listening to you because you definitely got a lot to say. And, you know, it's just different avenues that we can approach and take to, you know, help them through this journey because, you know, that's what it is, you know, and we have to let them know that it's about the journey. This is not your stop. This is not your destination. You know,
right.
you may have made a choice that landed you a small prison term or whatever the case may be, but life don't stop there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because there ain't nobody that's worth listening to that hasn't been through anything. So if somebody telling you that, you know, they got all the answers, then you better go in the other direction because they're trying to deceive you. You know,
that's
so,
true.
Right.
I just doing what I can do to be one of the many soldiers out here that are taking their time to help the young men and women. I like to shout out a long-time friend of mine, Mr. Stacy Heading and his Seeds program. I mean, every time I turn around, it's like doing big things. And I just want to
laugh off. Yeah, I've been seeing that.
And hopefully one day you guys can get him on the show because his brother's definitely doing his thing out there. But you know, there's Mr. Bayek Kimmett with the Garvey School. There's a lot of soldiers in Trenton that are, you know, doing what they have to do to see that you know, generations, you know, can reach their destiny, and that is to be rulers, kings, and queens, and leaders, you know. No longer do we have to be playing the crab in the barrel role and, you know.
Too much.
Yeah, we're still trying to break out of that. Yeah, that's ridiculous right now.
Too much.
Yeah, it's just too many people to name, but there's many of us out here that are doing the damn thing. You know, unfortunately, radio, BET, Trentonian, Trent Times, these avenues are just exploiting the worst that they can. You know, they don't show the young male and young female out there that's, you know, actually striving to be straight A students, and you know, all those type of acknowledgments are too far and in between. And any chance that we can, you know, give acknowledgement to them that are out there, you know, working hard to be the best they can be, I think they deserve all the attention that they can get, because it's definitely the negative gets the most attention, and people start to believe that that's all that we're about worldwide. And you know, our history shows that we're pyramid builders. You know, we counted the stars a long time ago, a long, long time ago. And you know, it's just about time that we take our rightful place. And with me, it starts with the young men that I'm involved with the West Jersey Rockets AAU basketball team. And you know, from there, you know, I look to be able to partake in more things to help the youth.
Okay. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely want to have you back on for the Power Hour. It's going to be the Power Hour. You're going to just give it to us straight for a whole hour.
We're going to break this thing down.
Oh, yeah. I'll be more than glad.
Power has
a
lot of knowledge.
Well, you know, I had a young man say to me, he said, well, Power, how you get so wise? I said, because I stay among the wise. If you want to be a fool, the only thing you got to do is stay among fools. But still sharp and still. So, you know, any chance I get, I'm listening to the elder wise, the younger wise. It doesn't matter where it is. You know, wisdom is wisdom. And, you know,
gotta
get it where you can get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I want to let the people know Power is a master barber as well. Won't you tell them about your shop and where they can find you?
Well, you can find me at Headquarters Barber Shop at 1878 South Broad Street, Monday through Saturday. you know, we're there. We like to play chess. We like to talk about life. And then once again, you know, barbering is a medium, you know, to build with, you know, the brothers, the elder and the younger, and even some of the sisters that come through. And I have the pleasure of cutting their hair. I'm blessed with every client that comes to the door because there's always something given. I'm always receiving. And as much as they say I give to them, I just want them to know how much I receive from them. Their energy sometimes has me feel like I'm levitating. You know, with, headquarters is where it's at. There's, you know, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of crab in the barrel mentalities in the barber game. But, you know, you won't find that at headquarters, that's for sure. You know, we're not bottom feeders. We're not waiting for crumbs to fall off the table. We like to consider ourselves.
That's right.
You know, five right.
days
in this. You know, a big shout out to Mr. Vince and them, the Razor Sharp. They definitely do their thing in Trenton. You know, I got my eye on those who definitely are making moves. And, you know, they definitely one of the establishments that, you know, I'm a fan of. So a big shout out to Razor Sharp in Trenton also.
That's a word you don't hear a lot of anymore, too, fan. Everybody trying to be on top. Everybody's trying to do everything that nobody's a fan anymore. So that was kind of interesting to hear you use that word.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, it's a lot of room. You know, Trenton is only 8 and some change square miles, but, I mean, it's plenty of room for everybody to do their thing and to shine. You know what I mean?
It is.
No,
it is.
No,
but it's sad that a lot of people
that.
Don't get it.
Well, they don't get it because they ain't got it. You can't get tomato juice out of a pineapple. If it ain't in them, it just ain't in them. You know what I mean? So we got to move on and build with those minds that are collective, you know what I mean, and that are alike, those who are striving for the same things we are. Can't worry about those who aren't. You know what I'm saying? That's wasted energy.
True.
And I prefer to do better things with my energy than waste it on those who choose to go the other route. You know what I mean? But, you know, there's enough of us that want to do positive things together that, you know, can't worry about those who want to separate themselves or isolate themselves or exalt themselves over others because, you know, scripture tell you about those type of people who exalt themselves over others. You know what I mean?
Right.
They ain't going nowhere with that. You know what I mean? So,
shame on them. I feel you. All right. Got the words of wisdom from Big Bro Power. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. I hope you plan on listening to the rest of the show. We have our special guest coming up next, so tune in and listen to her. And thank you again for calling in tonight.
That's right.
No doubt. My pleasure.
Big P.
Hey, y'all keep going out there.
I love you, big brother.
Hey, I loved you first.
Is that my sister?
See, now you about to make me tell, but I ain't going to do it right now. I'm going to be obsessed with you. Your sister don't answer my phone call because you know I'm going to get you.
I love you.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Pete.
Peace.
Peace. Miss PD.
All right. That was Big Brother Black that called. Black. Big Brother Power that called.
Uh-oh.
And called in and to chat it up with us a little bit. That was a nice surprise. I enjoyed that.
I did, too. That's why I had to, you know, go in with the interview right on the spot with him. So, oh, man, we definitely going to have him back on, and we're going to keep it rolling as always. As always. So we're going to bring in our exclusive, Miss Ann.
Oh, yes.
PD exclusive.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is a PD exclusive.
Hello, you're on with PD Radio. Right now, for your listening pleasure, we have on the line our special guest of the night, Miss Ann Howard. Hello, Ann. How are you?
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh,
we
we're
doing
lovely.
Great.
Yes, we're excited to have you on.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you. It's a pleasure to have you join us tonight and tell us about your first book titled Whispers of Words Spoken. Tell me, what does the title signify and what is your book about?
Well, the book is a book of poetry, and Whispers of Words Spoken is basically just saying things that you want to say to people but sometimes can't, or the inner thoughts that you have. So that's the whispering part. And the words spoken is you eventually get it out, and you eventually do get to say what you want to say. So that's the words spoken.
Wow, I like
Love
that.
It.
That's hot right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, are you a writer? Are you a writer that draws from everyday experiences, or do you delve more into fantasy?
I am definitely a realist.
I
get it from everyday experiences. Life gives me poetry.
All right, I hear that. As a poet, I can relate to that, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a poet as well, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes.
I'm working on a spoken word CD right now that I want
great.
To put out sometime very soon. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about that. Now, tell me, Miss Ann, can you, when you're writing, can you write as a character, meaning can you create a character in your mind and write poetry as if you're speaking from that particular character?
Yes, I can, actually, because being a writer, I'm not just a poet. I'm writing my first novel right now, and I've been writing short stories for a long time as well. So I can always develop a character or make up a person, that whole fantasy world that you're talking about. I definitely know how to do that, and I can do it. And I've done that several times just so that I can get into character of how this person would feel, so that I can write maybe from somebody else's point of view.
Okay, okay. Now, I want to know, if it's not putting you on the spot, if you can read one of your pieces for us.
I definitely can. I'll be happy to. I know you guys
will. That would be
anyway.
So lovely.
We want to give the people a taste. You know, we got to let
them. Yeah, we want to give them a little taste of Miss Ann Howard. That's right.
A little slice, a little slice. Okay. This one is called, this is one of my signature poems. It's called Beauty from Ashes. And it definitely speaks to, it speaks to everyone. It doesn't just have to be a woman, even though this character in this is a woman. It can speak to anybody that's been through anything that they came through. So it's Beauty from Ashes. From amongst her beauty came the ashes of despair, all the things that tried to break her and take her there. Like the dark charcoal that lied on the ground, this was beauty that came from her ashes, and inside her, a woman was found. Once dark like night, her soul cried out, bathed and crept in, then there was the white light again. It took pain to get her there, hurt to make her care. Ashes to unveil her pride, beauty was the last thing hiding inside. Beauty rises from pain like the hot air balloon in the sky. It takes so much fire to get it to rise that high. You ask, what is my beauty? It's all of my qualities. It's becoming the woman God said I was and who he said I was destined to be. Ashes are like the dust left behind. They are hard, crisp, and burnt. They are anger, bitterness, and resentment. From these ashes, I have learned. I've learned that deep inside, even a beautiful cry. Pain can run deep, but just like those ashes, pain and hurt don't always mean defeat. My beauty rose from my ashes. It was the crumbs I left behind. Because of this, I have learned to be a woman, not just for now, but a woman for a lifetime.
I love that. That is excellent. You know, it just brings it brings me to, you know, like a phoenix just rising. Like you said, you know, you take different forms until you reach, you know. Oh, man, that is beautiful.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
As I was writing that, it took me from – it takes you from a dark place where you may have once been, and it brings you to that light.
Right, right. Now, do you normally, is that something, have you done a lot of spoken word things like that, or you kind of just, or do you more, you know, just write per se, or do you actually do performances and things like that?
That's funny that you ask. I I am not a spoken word person as far as getting up on stage and all of that.
Okay.
I just don't feel like I go and see those type of people, and I love what they can offer, and I always try to tell myself, maybe you can do that, maybe you can do that, but I am a writer. I like to sit and be by myself and just write. And I'm not one of those, I can't get up there. I mean, they're really acting, you know? That's a whole dramatic thing they get into. And that's not me. I can't do it.
I'm sure you can.
I don't want to do it. Maybe that's how I should put it. But when I look at them, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, you're so good at their craft, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I envy the ones who can get up there and do it, you know, and not read from the paper. They just have it all memorized. Like, it's like, and it's so long. It's, you know, the poem is so long. It's like, how do you remember all of that
and how,
without
how
referring to
the
something?
Next poem? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you not get
I have
the next one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have some poem, you know, I have quite a few that I have memorized that I can read. You know, recite in a second, but it's like they're not very long poems, so that's easy to do. But when they're up there and they're like talking for like 5 minutes, it's like, how the heck do you remember all that? You know, respect to them on that.
Well, that's why
that poem
like
you just read was hot.
Thank you.
I love that. Very, very nice. I'm scared of you, Miss Anne. So, you are one very intelligent woman. You have 3 associate degrees, I believe, one of which is paralegal studies, and you are back in school again studying psychology. Smart and busy lady you are. So is it hard to find time?
What was that?
I was going to say, is it hard to find time for your writing now that, you know, you're a single mom of a teenage daughter who I'm sure keeps you busy? Is it hard to find time doing that and going to school to write?
I always find some type of spare time. I can even sit in class, and if the teacher is talking about something that I've already read, I can scribble something down on a notepad really quick, you know, if it's something that I'm thinking about. I found myself doing that. I have notepads all around my house. I have them in my car. I pulled on the side of the road and wrote something down that came to my mind that I didn't want to lose. So I write all the time. It's not just, like I told someone, it's not just something that I say, okay, I'm going to do from 5 to 6 p.m. every night, because life happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep notepad and paper and pencil around, and I just write anytime that I get a chance.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us about your business and Howard Publishing. When did you start it, and what does it have to offer?
Well, the company officially by license, it was started back in 2010. I didn't actually start doing anything with it until 2011. And what it branched from was, you know, with the economy and everything, I was working as an office coordinator, administrator of an office, and I got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already started my, you know, I had already got the business license a year prior to that. So what I took that as, you know, some people might look at that as, oh, my God, I'm so down and out. But I look at it as, you know what, this business idea had to come from somewhere. I started a year prior to me getting laid off. So this must be something that I was supposed to be doing. And I took that, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to start my own business. How about that?
Exactly. In your face. I like
Exactly. So now I go back and visit those same people. They're like, what are you doing with yourself? I heard you're an author now. You have a book and you own your own business. And I'm like, yes, I do.
And that's right.
Exactly.
That's why you're a go-getter. I like that, because some people will take that and kind of fall to the wayside with it. You're like, I'm keeping it moving. I'm doing me later for all that. So respect to that. I like that.
For a reason. Yeah, exactly. I think everything happens for a reason. I think, you know, with me starting that company a year prior, there was a reason that I started it. Maybe I didn't get started on it right away, but it was there and it was set in stone for a reason. So what I started focusing on was, because I am a writer, and in all of the positions I've ever had, being a paralegal, being an office administrator or coordinator, I've always had to write. I've always had to write letters, memos, and things to customers and of that nature or whatever. So I took my writing skills and my editing skills, because that's something else that was included in my job description for these last 10 years, and I just made a company out of it. I said, why don't I just do writing and editing professionally? I do it for these companies. I'm making them money. Why can't I do it for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Anne Hathaway did.
I know that's right. I love that. You go, Anne. You have a website as well. It's called thoughtsofannhoward.com. What will viewers find on your website?
That website is actually my blog. I call it my blog post now. It was it's a site.
Oh, okay.
That's just my blog now, where I just blog my poetry. That's where it actually all started from. I started putting my poetry on there about 2008. I've been writing forever, but I got the nerve in 2008, and I said, you know what? I'm going to start letting other people read what I'm writing. And so I put other people's poems on there as well. I have a guest poet every month, and I have a guest writer occasionally, and I write articles on there about the things that I'm interested in, such as business, education, or relationships. And so it's just a forum for me to basically get some of my writing out there for others to view.
Okay. Okay. Do you have another book in the works that we can look forward to?
I am working on my first novel right now. I'm really excited about it. I can't tell you the name, but only because it hasn't been copywritten yet, but it is going to be lots of drama, lots of romance, things of that nature. So I call it a romance drama. I'm very excited about that. I've been kind of stuck for the last couple of months just because I've been doing so much with this other book. You kind of get in a rut where you're doing Blog Talk Radio interviews, you're going to all the different things that you need to appear at. So I haven't really gotten back into that, but I definitely want to have it finished by the end of the year.
Okay. Right. Sounds good. Definitely want to get that when that comes out and have you back on the show to discuss that book. That's going to be crazy.
Thank you.
In a year from now, what will we be seeing from Miss Anne Howard?
Well, a year from now, you'll see that next book coming out. Hopefully that will be on the shelves and out in production. You will also see just more writing from me, more interviews. I met Michael Bazin a month ago and got to give him my book in person. So I'm just hoping that these connections that I'm making a year from now, they will flourish into, you know, bigger things with you guys. You know, the Blog Talk Radio, they're exposing me. So I just think a year from now, a lot more people will know about my book. My book will be selling, you know, hopefully millions of copies. I'm going to go ahead and speak that into existence.
That's right.
That's the goal.
And, put that out there.
Exactly. And my business will just be doing well. And I'll have, you know, clients coming from every direction for different things. So that's what I hope for a year from now.
Okay. Love it. Any words to aspiring writers who may be hesitant to publish their own books? Because, you know, writing is personal to people. You have a lot of people with talent, but they're always scared to kind of put it out there, afraid of rejection. You have any advice for them?
Oh, I mean, we all are afraid of rejection. I didn't do this because I'm just some bad, you know, chick or whatever. I was definitely scared to even start my blog site, start putting my poems on there because you're afraid that who's going to like it? Are they going to like it? Are they going to understand what I'm saying? Are they going to think it's me every time that I'm saying something, you know? So you don't want people to judge you and things of that nature. But I would just say to a writer, just do it. Just write. Let other people see it, whether they like it or not. You know in your heart whether you like it or whether it's good to you. And if it's good to you, who cares? Who cares
That's
about
right.
what anybody else thinks? It just takes one person to believe in you, and that one person could be, you know, Michael Bazin or Oprah. And if that one person believes
That's
in you, you made it big, you know?
That's the truth. You have to believe in what it is you're putting out, and if it's good to you, like you say, you can't really worry about what other – I know we do. But we really can't. We can't worry about that. We just have to do what we do, put it out there, and what is meant to happen with it will happen. So,
exactly,
you know, I agree with that.
Just put it out there. Just write it and, you know, just be satisfied with what you did. If you know that, like my mom always said, if you know that you did your best, that's all you can do, and that's at anything. That's going to an interview, that's writing, that's doing anything. If you know that you put your all into it and you did your best, I mean, really, what else can somebody else say? Okay, that's not good. Okay, that person
right.
But guess what? 50 more people might think that's great.
That's right. My mama said the same thing.
And that is just, right. And that's and you have to remember, that's just their opinion, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So any last words you got for us before, you know, we take you out, Ms. Anne Howard?
I do have one more poem that I can read for you guys, and this is basically to inspiring writers.
Okay.
Inspiring writers or inspiring anybody that's looking to do anything in their life. This is called Closer Than Ever.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And what is it called?
It's called Closer Than Ever.
Okay.
Okay. My dreams used to seem so far away, so unreachable, almost unobtainable. But now they seem closer than ever. Right at my fingertips, all I have to do is reach for the impossible and grab what is waiting for me. No one understands my story or what I've been through to get here. I can taste sweet success and victory now that I'm closer than ever. The pain I endured to get to this point seems so minute, so small in comparison to what's about to happen. My past all seems well worth it, but I can't forget it because it is what has made me closer than ever. Just a few more tears that I may have to drop, just a few more to get to my God-given spot. Hurt and suffering I've had to overcome, I may have some more hurt before I win this war, but I know that each trial will make me closer than ever to who I want to be, to whom who I'm supposed to become, because closer than ever is where I am.
Wow. Bravo. Love that. You go in.
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy about that, Paul?
What?
Is that it something that, you know, that kind of went down in the news not too long ago with Gabby Douglas.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the Olympic,
yeah,
it definitely brings that out, you know, just kind of because she's right there and then there's people, you know, and she's still fighting.
Mm-hmm.
She wants everything around her going on. So
exactly.
I definitely
appreciate
that.
That's why that poem is universal and anybody can use it towards whatever it is that they're trying to do in life.
Mm-hmm. And that's what a good poet does. You write poetry that people can relate to. You know,
exactly.
I think some people kind of overdo it with poetry. That's my opinion. You know, they try to just go too deep with it. And like with me, I like it simple. I like it to the point where I can listen to you and understand you without you trying to overdo and over, you know, make your point. That's to me, that's a turnoff. I don't like it.
Exactly.
So,
someone actually came up to me recently and asked me, you know, how did you start writing your poetry? I write poetry too, but I don't think mine is good enough. And so I told her to read hers to me, and she read it, and I just looked at her like, are you serious? And she goes,
right.
I go, that was so good. And she goes, that wasn't poetry. That's just me writing. I said, girl, a poetry is whatever it is in your heart to write. All you have to do is take out, you know, you don't make them long sentences. You make them shorter sentences. And I said, you did just that. I said, it doesn't have to rhyme.
Exactly.
There's different types of poetry. It doesn't all have to rhyme. It doesn't all have to be,
you know,
so dynamic. You know, where you're on stage doing all of that. I told her, I don't do the stage stuff. But, you know, I have a book now. I said, just write your poetry and let other people read it. I said, that was great. And she was like, wow, okay, I have some more at home. I said, okay.
Yeah. I've had a couple people do the same thing with me. Like, they wrote some pieces and they sent them to me, and I told them, you know, these pieces are crazy. I love them. And they were shocked, like, oh, really? Like, I was just writing down how I felt. I'm like, okay, and how you felt is great. It's like, you're doing it. And now they're writing all the time. Like, before that, they didn't write. They just showed me something that, you know, they kind of put down on paper because they know I do poetry and wanted to know what I thought. And I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, when I first started writing, I didn't know it was poetry. I had went through something, you know, that was hard on me at the time, and I just started writing down my thoughts. And my mom saw it one day, and she was like, when did you start writing poetry? I said, I don't write poetry. And she went and pulled out my paper. She said, what is this? And I was like, oh, okay. And from then, you know, I just been writing ever since. But it's how you feel and what's in your heart. You know, people think just because they don't have all these crazy words and that is not poetry. No, it's how you feel. It can be the simplest 8 lines of your life, and that's poetry.
Exactly.
You know? And those 8 lines will affect somebody in a way you would never understand.
Exactly. And I've had a lot of that. I had a lot of people tell me, and of course, you know, when I write, I'm just writing because it's something I've been doing for so long, and I'm just getting my emotions and my feelings out. But people have come to me and said, oh, my gosh, I'm so inspired by you now, or I want to write a book now, or your poetry, this one particular poem, you know, Beauty from Ashes, or something else that I've read just really inspired me. It really touched me. I went through something similar, and that actually makes me feel good because it makes me feel like when I was hurting or when I was going through whatever it was I was going through to write that poem, I wasn't alone.
Right, right.
So
I have a question for you.
Makes you feel better.
I have a question for you based off of that answer you just gave, the end part there. Do you find that you write, I'm not going to say better, but do you find that you're a deeper writer when you're in pain versus when life is good and, you know, everything is working for you? Do you find, you know, how does that work? How does that dynamic work for you?
Actually, just I find that I write, I really can't say because I've written some great poems and I've been having like a great day or something. Or,
right.
You know, if you guys don't know anything about the book, it has different sections in there, talking whispers to God, whispers of erotica. So, you know, there's different feelings, obviously,
right, right.
That I've had that inspired me to, you know, write a particular poem. So, no, not necessarily always going through something. Sometimes it could be actually coming out of something that can inspire me.
Well, that's good. You have a great balance because there, you know, as you may know, there's a lot of writers who, if they're not in turmoil, they just can't find the words. They're just, you know, life is good. They're, you know,
life is good. I have nothing to say.
Exactly. Right.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, you find a lot of that. Well, Ms. Ann, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to call in and talk with us tonight. We really appreciate you, you know, calling in. I want to give a shout-out to your management, LDC Management by LC, Mr. LaVon Collins. Hey,
ooh.
LaVon.
Hey, LaVon.
Good. Good people right there.
Yes,
love him. Yeah.
So
any closing words you have for us?
I thank you guys for having me on. I definitely appreciate it. You guys are a big part of my journey to success. And I just
thank you for
taking the time to have me on.
And you guys, you make sure you check out her blog site, thoughtsofannhoward.com. Find out a little bit more about Miss Ann Howard. And follow her on Twitter at AnnHoward1. This is somebody you guys need to check out. Follow her. She's going to do big things. I can feel it.
And remember, we will have that information on the website at pdradio.site40.net. So you can catch it there as well.
And thank you again for calling in. We appreciate
you.
We want to have you back on the show when your novel comes out. That's something we look forward to. And you always got
for
a home at PD Radio.
You know it.
For sure. Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
All right.
All right.
Love you back.
You have a great one.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow, that was some great stuff right there. Great poetry.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her. She has energy, too, a lot of energy. She says she can't get on stage, but I think she could do it. Yeah.
That's the key. And just remember, y'all go to the website, you know, thoughtsofannhoward.com. When you go to the blog, make sure you check out the Just a Thought section. It has some nice articles in there, poetry, you know, little short blurbs, things like that. A beautiful blog. Get your mind going. So make sure you guys check that out.
That's right. We're going to keep the show rolling. We have another special guest on the line that we want to bring in right now. So let's bring him in. You're on the line with PD Radio.
What's good, y'all? What's good?
What's going on?
What's good, Black? Shout out to you.
How you feeling?
Oh, man, it hasn't been a good day, man.
What's going on?
Well,
you guys, let me tell the people who we have on the line. We have Mr. Bassey, the head of the Boss Man, a six-man radio, calling in tonight.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, first off,
you know, thanks for letting me come on and, you know, I love y'all's show, man. Black, Pammy,
you
already know. Yeah, man. You know, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all doing your thing. I found out today that a very good friend of mine, a very talented super producer, passed away last night of a heart attack. It's my nigga Clef Dollars. My nigga Clef Dollars, he the one who did Yankee Fitted. Featuring Tyler Kwali, man. He did two other records, record called Skeletons and The Day the Music Stopped. That was on my album, Intelligently Ignorant, the joint that had the Yankee Fitted joint on there. And I'm fucked up right now. You know what I'm saying? Behind that.
Yeah.
I can hear it in your voice.
I can hear it in your voice. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
You definitely feel that.
He, you know, he was a real spiritual dude, you know, always positive, you know, every time you speak to him, it was always positivity, and he was always trying to uplift. Like, I've had 2-3-hour-long conversations with him about God, strictly. We didn't even talk about music, you know what I mean? And, you know.
Wow.
We had kind of fell out, like, it really wasn't a fallout. You know, I was mad at him for like 2 months. You know what I'm saying? I really
right.
wasn't. You know, I wasn't speaking to him. And we just recently patched it all up. Got that good. You know, and he sent me some production. I have yet to touch it. I picked a couple of beats from it, but I've yet to actually sit down and write to it. And you know, I'm just real fucked up right now behind that. Shout out to the whole DMV, you know. Man.
It's going to be harder on you now to write to that, don't you think?
Yeah, when you hear that beat, man, I feel you. You know, when you start to, you know, put the headphones on, you zone out, you really going, you might catch fire. You might set the whole building on fire when you write the rhyme. So
yeah, and it's crazy because you know I haven't really been writing recently. You know, because I've been really engulfed in the 6-Man Radio thing. I'm about to start working on my project. I'm calling it. It was gonna be the Side Eye Mixtape Part 2, but I changed the title. It's gonna be called Stevie J Face. And
no.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
it's
sorry.
Called. That's what it's called. And on the cover, I want to have like Midnight Marauders. No, Midnight Marauders had all the faces on it. I want mad different
right.
people to make the Stevie J face. So I'll be hollering at y'all, too.
Oh,
you know,
man.
See, are you serious?
We're going to need an exclusive on that.
I'm dead ass. I dropped one of the joints. It's called Shut the Fuck Up. It's featuring my artist, XL the Kid. I dropped
right.
that on
oh,
my show.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Last week, yeah, you know. So, you know, we working, but never mind that, you know. That's coming soon, but never mind that, you know. It's about class. That's the reason I called it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's tripping me out because I want to call his phone. And it's like, like, yo, man, like, yo, they playing, right? And I found out on Twitter, you understand? Like, earlier today, this morning, you know, I seen one of my man's mutual friend, you know what I'm saying? He was talking to another super producer that I fuck with, this nigga Knots. He was talking to Knots, and he was telling Knots, he was like, yeah, so Clef, God, man, this is crazy. He was like, yo, Clef, he always liked you and Dilla. He always said y'all was his favorite. Now, I really wasn't thinking the nigga passed. I'm thinking he just telling not that, yo, he liked this shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Later on during the course of the day, it had to be like 3 o'clock, yo, 3:30, I start seeing R.I.P. Clef, and I said, wait, what? You know what I'm saying? And then I did my homework, and it was true, and it's crazy. So, you know, shout to him and his family. Shout to everybody in the DMV, you know. Shout to the Control Freak. Shout to Clubhouse. Shout to, you know, all of them, man. Because, yo, you do a search on Clef Dollars right now on Twitter, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You know, my heart goes out. And, you know, I will be doing a tribute to him on my show this Saturday. You know. Anybody who got any production produced by Clef Dollars, you make sure you send that to me, sixmanent@gmail.com. I'll get it on. This Saturday, we got Fredro Starr from Onyx on this Saturday.
So
we're going to do it.
That's
going to
be a great show.
Yeah. We already pre-recorded it, so, you know, he was wilding, you know. So we're gonna do that first, and then the other half, you know, I'm gonna pay homage to my nigga, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah. And I know it's hitting you harder because it was unexpected, you know. When you know if you know somebody is sick, you kinda prepare yourself for that mentally, but when it just hits you like that unexpected, it's harder to deal with.
You know what?
My heart goes out to you.
I'm just glad we got to settle our differences before you know, before this actually happened. And, you know, I just want to tell everybody who's listening, man, look, I know it's cliche, but make sure you let people know you love them. You know what I mean? Because this is serious, man. You know, we're in the last times. God's taking his people back. You know what I mean?
Yes, he is.
And you know, they might know, but it's good to hear it. You know, it's good to hear it every now and again. And you know, to all my people out there, if you really my people and we people, I want y'all to know if you're listening vicinity, I love you with everything. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. And I hope it's reciprocated. And even if it's not, I love you. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's it.
Right.
You know, that's it. That's all, Six Man Radio. You already know. Stevie J Face coming soon. R.I.P. $7.
I'm sorry. You got to stop that.
You got to stop what?
You be going one way, then you totally flip it another way.
Yeah, because, you know,
you
like,
be laughing.
Yeah, because, you know, we're in a time where you got to have titles, you got to have certain things that's going to catch the attention of people. Unfortunately,
that's right.
The music means nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. And so, you know, you got to, when you figure with something like Stevie J Face with a silly-ass cover like that, everybody will listen to it. You understand? So,
yep.
Or at least look at it or give it a second, you know. So, you know, it's technology. You got to play around with it. You got to get stupid with stupid people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it is. Yeah, I think 90% of the population is stupid. I said it. Yeah. So.
And I co-sign it.
and the fucked up thing about it is that percentage is growing daily. So,
ain't lying about that.
So, you know. Yeah. So once again, you know, I'm gonna let y'all get back to doing y'all one too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to PD Radio. I'm a big fan. Love it. You know, Black. You already know. Salute. You know, all the time. You know what I mean? Black. Salute. You know what I'm saying? Rudy, you know I call Tam Rudy. You know what I'm saying? Because Tam, that's Rudy Huxtable. You know what I'm saying? Just shout to Rudy. You know.
All right, bud.
I'm gonna have something for you soon.
All right, cool, man. I'm here. You already know. You already know how to get at me, y'all. You know?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna have something for you soon. So. Yes,
all right.
Yes, sir.
See,
you already know you my peoples, and you know I love you. You stay prayed up. I hear it in your voice that, you know,
man.
You're taking this hard, so.
Yeah, I'm hurting, you know. But, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Yo, rest in peace, Clef Dollars, man. Love you, boy, wherever you at, man. And save a spot in the booth in heaven for me. I'm coming up there to take down. You already know.
That's right.
Huh? You know that's right.
You know,
that's right.
All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed, man.
All
love
right,
y'all.
Steve. All right.
You too,
right,
man.
Peace.
Take
Good
it
night.
Easy. Oh man, that's real right there. That's real. You know, you gotta, you know, make sure you show love to the people that's around you and you know, take life one day at a time, you know. And,
you just don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know.
You just don't know. You walk around every day like it's all good, and then, you know, just goes to show, like the shooting, you know, at the movie theater. It's like, you know, those people went to go watch a movie. They didn't think they wouldn't go home, you know.
Right.
So you just don't know, and it's like holding grudges and being bitter about stuff. Like, come on, you got to let it go. You could be mad for a second, but after that second, let it go. You know, you don't have to deal with people, you know, the way you did in the past, but at the same time, you can't hold grudges. You got to just let it go. Because, God forbid, something happens to somebody, and you're just sitting there thinking, like, wow, I was mad at them, or, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about what was going on between us, and now they're gone, and, you know, you can't fix it.
Right.
So, life is short. Live as best you can, and love, period. That's
period.
The PD thought of the day, period.
We're
going to
take
that.
A quick break. Oh, yeah, we got to take a quick break. Make sure y'all call us, man, 646-478-3599. We're going to come back real quick after some music, so. Here y'all go.
PD Radio.
Are you looking for unique,
creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at poeticdesigns.net. At poeticdesigns.net.
I am the music. I have yet to define myself as just one thing. Let's just say that I am the actual and factual supernatural, sight and surround sound, signification, a conversation. Two or more words rhyming in song form, a spoken syncopation. The reason, the root of reanimation and realization that life is rhythm. I am the heartbeat and the heartache, the here and now. I am the purpose, the point, the living proof of a God somewhere. The lifeline, lifelike laser beam, the progression and direction. Always will be, always was, where all comes from and almost returns. The center of a perfect circle. I am your soul. Music of your mind. Each feeling causes each function to be in conjunction with music. I am the music. These niggas rhyme wrong. So, light, camera, action, I'm on. I'll have them standing in line to get their mind blown. I'm selling soul, rapping and singing and screaming and yelling soul. Manufacturing, marketing, pricing, packaging, and emailing soul. With no rehearsal, this one verse will coerce you like a commercial. But what I must first do is make my presentation a bit more personal. Everything must go. For a small price, you can have the heart of me. There is no part of me that can't be calculated into commodity. My music come out with a milestone, a million miles above monotony. And then it make you feel so good, and it got to be God, it got to be. I paint prophecy, you know, airbrush atrocity with philosophy. And people ask me, am I gonna preach one of these days? And I just tell them, possibly, if you let me, I'll end up being everything, probably. And obviously, it's like any other job would be, so you might as well thank God for me. But isn't it amazing how the antenna ain't nothing but a sinner? You just can't go and be ordained over dinner. Now I can interest the intellectual or ABC it for a beginner. But yes, my season still change, and it is almost winter. And I give it to you at God's feet. But yet it's gentle. And when I rhyme, I make greed and fundamental. So even in black and white, my lyric is live and living color. My flow is fluorescent, like scripture, highlighted in bright yellow. And all this for $9.99. Yeah, that's wonderful. And the great thing about it is, if you disagree, your money's refundable. But there's always something rewarding about every single green recording. Because even after all of your expenses, people still aspire affording. It's incredible how convincing I can be with a camera pointed at me. But really, sometimes rap can feel like tapping to make a cracker happy. But when the dance player, the beat gets to bumping like adolescent acne. It's kind of sad, but it's showtime. I sense it exactly. So don't get mad. Everybody's doing it. You know you and mine, a commercial with your own tennis shoe in it. Whether you're selling a dream, selling a scheme, or playing a role. Like it or not, we're selling the soul.
Woo! We are back.
We are back.
We are back. PD Radio.
All day. Every
all
Tuesday.
Day. Selling souls, baby. So music out there you need to listen to. Stuff out there with some messages in there. So we're going to bring in a caller. who wants to talk to us. So let's see what's going on. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Legend, calling from East Africa, Tanzania.
Africa, Africa. What's up, Legend?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going down, PD Radio, Cam, and Mr.
We want to find out what your thoughts are tonight on tonight's show. What you got for us?
Oh, man, I'm trying to stretch and get loose. You know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning over here, so I'm trying to keep the blood flowing nice. But the show today was absolutely excellent. It kept my attention. You know, it started off with Tim's big brother. You know, that was a wonderful combination. You know, big shout out to you doing big things with them boys.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I met a couple of those brothers, you know, when I was in the U.S., and it was like, oh, I'm 6'2", 6'1", 6'2". These dudes are like 6'8", 7 foot, so you still got the baby. But, yo, good job about that, Power. Just not even about just the coaching, but being that mentor, that father figure, you know, that maybe some of them may not even have, or that person that they can look up to. So big up
right.
to that. Big up to building with the youth. That's so important, you know. Like they said, some of them got big heads, you know, and they want to do what they want to do, respecting their elders and stuff like that. And, you know, we just have to let them respect the people who raised them, because a lot of them are being raised by single mothers. So, you know, praise God for you.
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciate that. It's nice.
And
so what's going on over there in Africa?
Man, it's starting to get hot.
It's getting hot, huh?
Yeah, I got a little burnt up on the beach the other day, but it's all good.
Let me find out you're turning black.
Nah, not black. Just
got no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Burning up.
Nobody
what do you think about the poet?
The poet, she was, like I said, she was excellent. Like, you know, something that she said
Miss
that was
Ann
very
Howard.
Very, very important is that, you know, she saw that she's not a stage performer. You know, she saw and she can feel in herself that she can't go up there and perform her poetry. So she found another business venue in, you know, creating short stories, creating this novel, and starting her own business. You know, you have to find your niche. You know, you have to be able to accept when your niche is not something that is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The gentleman, I forget his name, for figure, he said, you know, you got to be different, you know? Like 95% of the population is stupid. You know, you have to be
right.
a little bit different to draw that attention. You know, that's when you stand out. That's when you can motivate other people when, you know, you're not doing the same exact thing as they're doing.
True.
That is true. That may be why Nicki Minaj got everybody under her spell.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we could talk a lot about that stuff too, but, you know, praise God for a little way, you know, a little pain, you know, trying to.
Little
trying,
pain.
You know,
right.
I like that, little pain.
trying to, you know, to have that vision and see that she was that type of artist, you know?
Well, I got a question for you. What do you think about, you know, like I was talking about earlier, just, you know, the gay rappers and stuff like that, how it's changed from when we were young, you know, coming out listening to hip-hop back when they had the crazy albums out, Reasonable Doubt, you know, Illmatic, all those type albums coming up to what we have now and the embrace that people are giving to the gay rappers. You know, how do you feel about that whole transition right now?
You know, I feel like sex sells. You know,
right.
Sex sells. Whether it's, you know, man to man, woman to woman, man to man itself. You know, you got a whole race, a whole society, underground society, you know, of gay men and gay women. You know, gay men and gay women run D.C. You know? So at the end of the day, you know, anything that's like outside the norm, that you know, something different, is going to blossom, is going to sell, and then people are going to have this thing, well, how can people do that? How can they like that? But you don't know. They say you can be born gay or you can become gay.
Hmm. That's true.
So, I mean, how do I feel about it? You know, like, yeah, you know, from where I come from, yeah, that's not cool, you know? But,
right.
You know, in today's society, it's like it's acceptable. Like, I don't have enough time on my hands to think about, you know, who's doing something with who. You know?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm making music. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it's a lot of foolishness going on, you know. But like you said, you can't worry about that. And it's I'm not going to say it's a gimmick or anything like that, but it is, like you said, when you come out different, you're going to either you're going to attract more people or you're going to bring in a whole set of people that thought they didn't have a voice or whatever like that. They'll start to rise up. So it's going to be, you know, kind of funny to see the next 2 years what the game looks like a little bit. So,
I mean, if you think about it, I think, you know, you saying 1-2 years, you know, just a few minutes ago, we were just talking about Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. I mean, there was a picture, you know, in the Source and in the Vibe with Lil Wayne kissing Baby on the mouth.
Yeah, I remember
that was a big talk amongst the hip hop community. Like, yo, what's going on? Is this dude gay? You know, but that same person they're talking about now is a multimillionaire. You know?
Yep.
You know, whether or not that was a gimmick, whether or not he is gay or whatever, you know, I'm not talking about my boy. I love his rhymes. I love what he's doing. You know, whether it was a gimmick, whether it was true, you know, that's that man's business.
Did you see the one with Bow Wow? Did you see that picture that's going around?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Laying in bed with another dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Crazy. I don't know if it's a gimmick or if it's really true, but if that's Photoshop, it looked real to me.
That's a little extra.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, you remember back in the day with all of the beat battles, you know, between crews.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a selling point. You know what I mean? So it's like the more beef and the more, you know, drama you have going on, the more people are going to be running, you know, to buy your album to hear what that song was. You know? But a lot of stuff is leaking now, so, you know, you can get it from the internet once somebody get it.
But you know, like right now, like beefs don't even really matter. You know what I mean? Like you got Drake and Chris Brown. Who believes them? You know, you're not believable. I don't believe any one of y'all are gangster. You know, that's not even a believable beef. You know, like back in the day, the beef seemed more real. Now you got these dudes. Like, really? You trying to start a beef? Come on now. You ain't.
But you know, you got to think about something also, Black. You know, we're older now. You know, we come from, you know, this Drake and other people, they're from a newer generation than we are. You know, we came from knuckling up. You know what I mean? To the next step was carrying the little box cutter on you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then it graduated to cats starting to carry pistols and shoot in on the blocks and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? Crap game came and, you know, they haven't experienced, you know, maybe haven't experienced that. You know what I mean? That's why their swag and the way that they walk or the way that they talk don't even look threatening to you or me. You know?
It
is crazy.
You know, like, come on. I mean, you know, it's a different generation, you know? Like, I'm scared for my two daughters. Like, yo.
Yeah, you just don't know, huh?
What's going to happen, you know, once they get up to age to do stuff, you know? Excited for them in one sense, you know, maybe they may have floating cars. You know what
right.
I mean? But, you know, also
another
sense, you know, afraid. So I don't want to get too far gone on that subject, but, you know, that other generation is also the ones that's very, very deep inside this hip-hop game, like we were when we were that age.
Yeah, it's just different. What do you think, Miss PD? Were your hip-hop head coming up?
What's that? What'd you say?
I said, were your hip-hop head coming up? What do you think?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I liked it, but I wouldn't call myself a hip-hop head, no. I like what I like, but no, I'm not that deep.
Oh. Oh, okay.
And I don't pretend... And I don't pretend that I am.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It was time that we wind down the show.
No problem.
Clock is ticking away.
Oh, yeah, always a pleasure having you on.
That's love when you're calling all the way from Africa, though.
Oh, yeah.
Got to respect that.
It's all good, man. To support my little bro, my little sister. No problem.
That's right. Aww.
All right,
we're
going to catch you on the
flip.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Onesies.
What? Why?
Here we go again with the onesies.
I forgot all about it. No, he didn't. Onesies. He got baby on the brain. I'm done.
Get that man a hand, definitely.
Yeah.
Big block.
See, now I'm going to be laughing all over again. Why he say onesies?
Uh-oh.
Why?
What you got, Miss Petey? You want to play some music?
Let's go on to some music real quick before we close out the show.
Before we close out, we're going to hit y'all.
Do you have creative talents such as poetry, music, graphic designs, or photography? Well, whatever your creative gifts are, come join and share on my networking site at poeticdesigns.name.com.
Thank you.
All right, you guys are back. Time to close out the show. We thank everybody for listening tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed our guest, Ms. Ann Howard, calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada, to talk about her book, Whispers of Words Spoken. Shout out to Ann, and make sure you check out her blog site at thoughtsofannhoward.com and follow her on Twitter at AnnHoward1. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. LaVon Collins, LDC Management, for hooking up that interview. Thanks, LaVon. Love you lots. Shout-out to the six-man team. Everybody, you guys know who you are. Big shout-out to my big brother, Power C. Shout-out to Legend, calling all the way in from Africa. That's love right there. It was it 4 o'clock in the morning there, he said?
Oh, yeah, he's doing push-ups.
You stupid.
With the coyotes, he's getting it in right now.
What? Why? What is wrong with you?
Hey,
I know you got
love.
Some close remarks,
get...
Black.
Oh, yeah, real quick before we run it down, just want to give a shout-out to Home Team, Day One Productions. You know, much love to just everyone out there going through the struggle. Keep your head up. It only gets better, you know. Stay out of the stupor. Keep it moving. Stay positive. Stay creative. And remember, PD
and
Radio.
Love,
we
love, love,
you.
Love, love. No hate.
That's right. No hate. And we gonna run it down just like that. So see y'all next week, baby.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Six Man Radio. Let's go.